Another project that started during COVID-19 was Postcard Pen Pals, and this project was kicked off by Your Side. Now, Your Side's an NDIS and aged care provider. It's based in Sydney. Brittany Jack's the Director of Business Growth Your Side, and she joins us as well. Brittany, good evening. Welcome to Nightlife.
Good evening, Philip. Lovely to be here.
Great to have you with us. How did you come up with this idea for the project, and tell me about it?
Well, the inspiration came from a personal experience of mine. I have a friend who I've been friends with on Facebook for quite some time, but we hadn't seen each other in probably 20 years. And she posted and said, I want to write to people. Let me know if you'd be up for writing a letter. And I said, I'd be up for that. So we exchanged letters and very quickly became quite close again and started meeting in person and really reconnecting after that. And it was that experience that really made me start to think about the value of the written word and about letters. And as an aged care provider, as COVID started to hit and we started to have to change the way that we delivered services, we realized that we were going to have to put a hold on our social support services. And they're a really important part of what we do. So there's some great evidence out there from right here in Macquarie University that people who access social support services actually stay safe in their own homes longer and delay entry to residential care. So it's a really important part of the puzzle of what we do. And we were trying to think of a way to keep people connected while they had to stay home. Mm. And so that experience of reconnecting with my own friend actually made me think, do you know what, let's get people writing to each other. So I posted on Facebook, and then all of a sudden within 12 hours, a journalist picked it up, and we had hundreds of people volunteering to write letters to people who were stuck in their homes. So it was really born from there.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, after the initial enthusiasm, did it continue on? Is it solid?
It has. There's with any project like that, there's some initial enthusiasm that doesn't follow through. But we do have a core group of people who've really connected. And what we noticed, we started the project by sending people a care package with some postcards and stamps and a little bio of their pen pal to get them started. And what happened is people really quickly moved from postcards to a proper handwritten letter in an envelope. And I think it picks up on something that's important about written communication, which is it's a physical object that you hand over to a postman and he takes away and sends to somebody else. So what we've noticed is people are actually starting to put things, physical objects in those envelopes, just little things. Like one woman shared her favourite tea. She popped a tea bag in the envelope. Or another pair that we paired up were swapping photographs of their garden because they're both mad keen gardeners. And I do think there is something in the physical nature of the object that's actually really important about it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I believe you're a collector of postcards from your own travels. Is that right?
That's right. I've got hundreds, and this whole experience has actually made me realize that what I really want to do is share them with other people. So I have a lot of friends online. I've lived in a number of places in the world, so there's a lot of people who I'm close to aren't physically close to me. And so through this pandemic, I've started writing to a lot of people, not just the friend I reconnected with. And that I felt particularly when I sent some letters to friends I have in the UK who have been hit a lot harder with COVID. And in fact, one of my very close friends, her partner, had COVID over there. And something about sending the letter physically to them really, really mattered to me. And it felt different about sending that. So I've put that postcard collection to really good use. I've been collecting it over sort of 20, 25 years, and now I'm sending them all off to their homes all over the world.
Wonderful. Very nice. All right. Brittany, good to talk. Lovely story. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brittany Jack is the Director of Business Growth at Your Side.